Do you remember when you worked at the cancer detection clinic?
I think I was one of the first nurses to work with Fanny Cracknell. She was opened the clinic, really.
And so you were a nurse there?
I was a nurse there. Just the two of us. She was an RN too, but from another place, and she was older than I was. So I think I got married in 49, so I may have started just before that or just after that.
As a nurse, what types of things would you do in the clinic?
It was a clinic for cancer detection with the pap smear. That was a big thing, I think, at that point. And we would have about 15 patients would come with their appointment. And Fanny Cracknell would register them there and take their money, I think. I sort of think it was $15 for them to have this clinic check them out. And then she'd give me the chart, and I would make sure that each patient saw four different doctors and had a blood test and then a chest x-ray. Now, the four doctors were Dr. Marion Kerr. She was a medical history. Dr. McEachern was the ear, nose, and throat doctor. There was a surgeon, I don't remember who it was, and I think a Dr. Lowe, he was a gynecologist, so she did the pap smear. They had all that in the morning. Oh, they came back after lunch for a chest x-ray at the hospital. The reports, especially from the pap smear, I'm not sure whether they came to cancer detection clinic, or I think maybe she got the positive ones and sent them on to their family doctors. But there was early cancer, quite a few of them were positive, which was a very good system. We saw about the 15 patients a day. There was a waiting list before you put your name on to get an appointment. There really was.
I had read that it was very popular, that the wait list grew every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you do, even 15 a day is pretty good, because it's only the morning until about 1 o'clock. And you saw four different specialists and blood work and a chest x-ray. It was quite a big success.